You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Satan's religion. What's the easiest way to identify it? If it preaches lawlessness. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, please go over and listen to it over and over again. Matthew 24, verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. The preachers are lying to you. That's why you have this burning desire to look for something. You think you found it. You're sitting in a comfortable chair somewhere, hearing somebody give you a message of lawlessness on how God's law is nailed to the cross, done away with. It's all legalism. It's trying to earn your salvation and all of these lies and loopholes, looking for loopholes so that you can violate God's law. You know it's not right deep down in your heart. We're naturally rebellious. That's what's built into us. But that's why you have to give your life to Jesus. That's why you have to surrender your will for His. Because innately inside of us, we don't want to obey what God says to obey. Oh, sure, the major things, adultery, murder, stealing, things like that. But not His law. Jesus said, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, which word are you going to reject? He says in Deuteronomy not to add to it or take away from it. And what do the preachers do? They take away. Oh, do they take away from the word of God? They tell you it's okay to ignore it. They give you this lie because you're in this new covenant that somehow you can ignore some of God's laws or the vast majority of God's laws. You can do whatever it is that you want as long as it's moral. As long as it's moral. Well, what determines moral? The common practices of the people? Do you know in Sodom and Gomorrah, the things that God says are detestable and evil and sinful, that was the normal practice? That would be considered moral? It's the Bible is the standard. God's Word. That's why you get these preachers that they're taking their King James Version and they're thumping it and screaming about it. And they get in their religious chanting and nonsense that they do. And the Lord, you know, and they claim that it's God's Word, and they're following God's Word and God's Word alone, but they reject two-thirds of God's Word. You know in your heart that's not right. That's why even if you try and suppress it, it's still there. That is why you are not happy, because in the back of your brain you've read these words and God calls these practices evil and detestable. And throughout the Bible there's example after example of people that Jesus were worshiping Him with their lips and not their hearts. Quit worshiping Him with your lips and give Him your heart. Turn from your evil ways. Accept what He says. Believe every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If it's in the Bible, believe it. If it's not in the Bible, reject it. Don't believe me. Believe God. I know you're searching, and you're searching for something, and here it is. Here's how you find it. Don't ignore it. Don't postpone it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.